Om Shanti. Today is 12th of February, 2018, Monday. Today's blessing is, may you be a master bestower who attains success in every task with your stock of cooperation. For the eternal success of service, be a master bestower and give everyone your cooperation. Be constantly cooperative with everyone and put right with good wishes. Any task that has gone wrong, to put right any spoiled sanskar or spoiled mood is the biggest of all gifts. This one said this, this one did this, whilst seeing, hearing and understanding all of that, transform it with your stock of cooperation. Even if you feel someone lack a particular power, then use your cooperation to fill that gap. This is to become master bestower. So, in today's Vardhan, Baba is telling to become master bestower. What you have to bestow? Cooperation. Where you have to bestow cooperation? In three conditions. What are those three conditions? What are those three conditions? Spoiled sanskars, spoiled mood, and third, wrong task. You have to rectify these three things. To give cooperation in correcting these things is real cooperation. To correct these things is to become real master bestower. So there are three things. First is spoiled sanskar. You see someone whose sanskar is spoiled, whose sanskar is untenable, very difficult to manage. You come across adamant personality. We find such people in our lives so many times. We find it absolutely difficult to get along with such people. We are always at loggerheads with such people. What to do? They are with very difficult sanskar. But here we need to understand something about them. We'll come to that. But first just understand that time and again in our lives, we will come across people who have very difficult sanskar. How to manage those people who are having difficult sanskar? These topics are taken in management classes. How to deal with difficult boss? How to deal with difficult boss who scolds you when you do good work? Who scolds you when you do good work? Who scolds you? Who picks faults at each and everything you do? Who is never satisfied, who is never happy with you. You give your full 100% to some work, still he is unhappy. The most difficult to please bosses. They are never satisfied. Boss, in charge, head of the departments, they are never satisfied. So, difficult sanskars. Spoiled sanskar. First is this. Second is spoiled mood. Now this is a different personality. You never know. They are so unpredictable. So unpredictable. Right now they are so happy, joyous, blissful. And they are talking about Baba. They are asking about you. They are praising you. And the next moment something happens. And the mood is thrown out of balance. They become mood off. Suddenly, it's very difficult to predict. In one day, so many mood changes. So these are the difficult people with very difficult sanskar. And if these two come together, then don't ask. This may be boss. This may be employee. This may be boss and this may be employee. Or this may be husband and this is wife. Then they will play havoc. A new Mahabharata would be created. Because this is unpredictable and this is difficult to manage. Spoiled sanskars. And they both are working on that. It's not that they are not aware. This person is aware that I have unpredictable nature. This person is aware that this sanskar is very, very difficult. But at that point of time, they come under influence. Third is wrong task. Something wrong has happened. Something has gone amiss. Something has not happened the way you wanted it to happen. You wanted something else, but what happened? It is difficult to accept. So today's blessing is to master, to become master. Bestower means to give cooperation, to rectify, to correct, to put right. These three things. Come to the first person. How to correct spoiled? How to give cooperation to correct spoiled sanskars? First of all, you have to accept that person. Most of the time, we have dismissed him from our mind. We have rejected him. It is unacceptable. How you did this? How you can behave in this manner? How can you get angry in this situation? It doesn't behoves you. We think like this. It is intolerable. Intolerable to our mind. We can't bear. We can't stand such performance. Such action, such words, such habits, such sanskar. First thing is, learn to accept the persons as they are. Just as father has accepted you, you learn to accept everyone. Just as father has not seen their faults, their failings, their imperfections, their shortcomings. Learn to accept them as they are. Just as father has accepted you the way you are, you learn to accept them the way they are. The moment if you try to bring about revolution in their life, you will fall down. Don't try to do that. First step is accept them. Second step is get situated in Soman, in self-respect, and also look at them with self-respect. This will be the second step. Just as you think that you are worshipper of the soul, he is also worshipper of the soul. He is the one whom everybody is worshipping. No matter, he is having all these false failings, imperfections, but he has adopted purity. But he has recognized the father, Avajananti Mamamuda, who has come in such an ordinary manner, whom fools deride. Such father, such God, who has come here. This person has recognized that father. Is not that the greatest speciality? So get situated in Soman yourself and see him with that spiritual vision. Second step. Third step. Start praising him. If you want to correct his sanskars, you cannot straight away correct that sanskar. First you will have to praise, eulogize that person. Yeah? But your praise should be true. Your praise should not be phony, artificial. It should not be psychofancy. It should not be flattering, bootlicking. It should come out from your heart. And what you are praising, you are not praising him for those things which he doesn't have, but praising him for those things which he definitely have. And there must be something he is having. We want our praise to be true. We don't want to become a flatterer. We are not flattering. We have no vested interest to seek anything from him. But it is Srimad. That is why we are praising him. And last step, fourth step, then would be to give him correction. But before giving correction, these three stages you have to cross. Dadi Janki says, in this Brahmin family, if you want to create enemies, start giving correction to Brahmins. And you will be creating enemies galore. Tell people you are sleepy. Tell people your yoga is not good. And you create enemies. So, but definitely sometimes you have to give correction. But then before giving correction, many things have to be done. Otherwise, everything will fall flat. To give cooperation in correcting somebody's spoiled sanskars. Give him the understanding that this sanskar is against Srimad. In very indirect roundabout way. This sanskar, if this sanskar is, it goes out from your life, probably by tomorrow morning you will be Sampurna. This is the only thing which is greatest bottleneck. Remove it. Remove this impedance. Remove this greatest barrier. And to give correction is to risk relationship actually. When we correct somebody, our relationship is at stake. Because that person may think you are enemy. But Baba is saying here, give cooperation. Give, become master bestower. You correct spoiled mood. Second is correct spoiled of sanskar. Second is correct spoiled mood. Now when mood in somebody's mood is unpredictable, it's difficult. And somebody suddenly become upset or depressed or sulks. What to do? Will you go after him? Praising him? Very difficult. Sometimes when there is mood is upset, keep calm. Silence is the answer. Don't try to stir it. Don't try to stir the hornet's nest. Be calm. Be silent. Every time you don't have to teach with words. The greatest speech is silence. I shall speak to thee in silence, Shakespeare says somewhere. Speak in silence. Let silence be the language. And then during yoga, give powerful vibrations to that soul. Which vibrations to make that soul powerful? Because it is only the weak souls who give way to getting upset, becoming too much sensitive, to sulk, to crib, to complain, to cry. All these things. So, spoiled mood. Silence. And good wishes for that soul. And when the mood settles down, that time you can sit and talk. But not immediately. After some time. Not in the heat of the situation. But when things die down. After some days. After some time, maybe. That time you sit and then talk, then discuss. Third is wrong task. Don't make mole out of mountain. Baba has said that bigger things you have to make smaller and smaller you have to let them vanish into nothingness. For every small thing, don't create ruckus. Don't give way to unnecessary commotions. As much calm as possible. If things have gone wrong, why they have gone wrong? If things have gone wrong, if there are things from A to Z, in this step, where, what was the problem? The work started from this date to this date, 10 days, something must have gone wrong. That work might be a relationship. Something has gone amiss in the relationship. What was the point? Might be you have expected something more. Might be we are trying to get too much from that person. Something is there. Might be we were careless in our task. Might be we were not very attentive. That's why wrong thing has happened. So, if you want to correct a wrong task, the important thing is analysis. Analyze that thing. You know, whenever they make policies, they sit down, there are meetings and they sit and analyze. What? Why this policy did not work? Why this policy failed? Even the politicians, when they fight elections, after that they find that somebody has got landslide victory and our side we have failed. So they sit and analyze why we failed in this particular election. So here also you have to sit and analyze. Rather than playing blame game. No self-victimization, no blame game. Because of you this has happened. You should have done this. You should have done this. Rather than pointing finger to somebody, let's sit together. It's not about blame game. It's about correcting things. It's about understanding that this is the wrong thing which has happened. At this juncture, at this point, we should have done this way. Then this thing would not have happened. So, wrong task. So, you are master bestower, you have to give cooperation to correct spoiled sanskars by accepting them, by self-respect, by praise, by discussion. You have to correct spoiled mood by silence. Non-verbal communication, that is known as NVC, non-verbal communication, NVC. Don't rush with your words headlong and spoil the things. But maintain silence and wait for the opportune time to come. And when that time comes, grab the opportunity. That time don't miss the bus. And last, whenever there is a wrong action, think why this thing happened. What is the etiology? What is the cause? Think of the causation. Okay, so this is today's blessing. Om Shanti.